Bohdžanovský.
Yasher Koach to the organizers of this terrific project of Harabot Sas Torah, giving me the opportunity to start the day the Torah way with you once again. We have continued Saturday Shmaya to continue this wonderful, wonderful Harabot Sas Torah, Lahagdil Torah Lahadira. The Shaila that arose in our shul in Bet Shemesh a few weeks ago, as is the way in Eretz Yisrael, chapter 1 of most shuls is a small little caravan plonked in the middle of a street. And eventually, as the kehillah grew, it became clear that the current premises were untenable, and they decided to expand the Beis HaMedrash, expand the caravan. And they, at the back of the current Beis HaMedrash, they pushed out and we built a small kitchen. Kitchenette for the Beis HaMedrash, for the Lomdim, for the Mistalalim. The kitchen backed on straight to the Beis HaMedrash. There's one joining door into the Beis HaMedrash, through that door into the kitchen. The kitchen did not have a door, just a doorway. And the kitchen was very small, as we'll discuss in a moment. So the shaila arose, was there a chiyuv b'chlal to put a mezuzah on the shul kitchen door, or doorway? That was the shaila. And the shaila more specifically became, is there a chiyuv b'chlal to put a mezuzah there? And if there is there a chiyuv to make a brocha upon its kvius? And a further shaila is, al atzad, it was mechuyev, the mezuzah, in which direction would you put the mezuzah? As we know, Chazal tell us, the Gemara in Menachos, a mezuzah is placed b'yamin hanichnas, on the right hand side as you enter the room. But here, of course, there are two yamin hanichnasim, as it were, because one could enter from the shul into the kitchen. So perhaps the mezuzah, if it's mechuyev b'chlal, should be placed on the right-hand side as you enter the kitchen, or perhaps not. Perhaps the yamin hanichnas is from the kitchen going into the Beis HaMedrash. So those were the shailas. Is there a chiyuv mezuzah b'chlal in a Beis HaMedrash, kitchen, small room, no door. And if it was to be mechuyev a mezuzah, with a bracha, without a bracha, and in which direction would you put a mezuzah bechlal? Now it's important to know, by way of introduction, that before we discuss the kitchen in the shul, one has to know bechlal is a shul mechuyev a mezuzah. And when we use the word shul, of course, that's a bit of a vague terminology, because a shul could really be either a base knesses or a base hamedrash, and the halachas are different. The Gemara tells us in Yuma, in Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, that a base haknesses sheyesh ba base dira lechazan haknesses. The chazan in the Loshna Chazal didn't mean what we use the word chazan for. The chazan was the shamash or the gabai. So if the Beis HaKnesses has the Beis Dira for this Gabbai, such that he is literally living in the shul, then the Gemara says, Yechayev b'mezuzah. V'she'ein bo Beis Dira, and if there's no Beis Dira, Chazan lives in a separate home, a machlokes tanoim, the Chachamim say that you're potter from a mezuzah. In other words, a Beis HaKnesses inherently is not mechuyev b'mezuzah. If it happens to also be somebody's home, then you are mechuyev. And this is indeed the way the Shulchan Aruch paskens in Resh Peivav, Sif Gimel, Beis HaKnesses, im yesh bo dira l'shum adam chayev mezuzah. In other words, it's quite clear from the Shulchan Aruch that a Beis HaKnesses essentially is potter from mezuzah. It's potter from mezuzah. It would only be mechuyev in the event that it happened to also have a house or a home in it. Why indeed is a Beis HaKnesses potter from mezuzah? After all, Torah says, al mezuzah is Beis Echo, on a bias, and this is a bias. Kishmoy Keinu, it's a Beis HaKnesses. Why is this bias not mechuyev b'mezuzah? This is a machlokes. The Rambam, a bit of a chiddush, quotes the Gemara, that any mokim of Kedusha is potter from mezuzah. Pashas, the Gemara is referring to other things, but that's how the Rambam learns the Gemara, that when the Torah says bias, al mezuzah is beisecho, it means on a normal, regular type of home. And a normal, regular type of home is a bias she'enoi Kedusha, a bias of choil. But a beis haknesses is clearly not included in the requirement of mezuzah is beisecho, and amela, the Rambam, this is his explanation as to why a beis haknesses is potter from mezuzah. As we'll soon see, the Shach learns differently. And the Shach says, it's not so much mitzad the bais, but rather it's mitzad the dira in the bais. As we know, in order to be mechuyev b'mezuzah, it's not enough to have a bais. It has to be occupied. And it has to be occupied in a certain way. Not every type of dira, every type of living, is necessarily mechuyev b'mezuzah. So the Shach says, the bais haknesses, as we know, the reason why a Beis HaKnesses is different to a Beis HaMedrash is that besides for davening, it's really not frequented at all. Shachris Mincha Mariv, besides for that, the Mokim is not used. It's not a Beis HaMedrash which is used for learning. And as we know, the Halachas reflect this. It's also to eat and to rest there because the Beis HaKnesses. So basically, it's almost at all times not used. Now, Loi Mi Boya Balayla, but even by Yoim, an hour, quarter of an hour here and there, says the Shach, that's not enough of a dira to a mechayev a mezuzah. Either way, that is a halacha psuka, it's a gemara mufureshes, that a beis haknesses is potter from a mezuzah. One could, in theory, ask a question at one moment. Perhaps we have a brand new reason to mechayev a beis haknesses a mezuzah. Even if we say that it's a bias of kedusha, or if we say, like the Shach, it's not really used during most hours of the day. But there's a new Mechayev, perhaps. The Gemara tells us, it's Machloikas Rishonim, this is the way the Shulchan Aruch paskens, Avnei Neza and others, and Matzmiya, why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't even bring two deyas on the subject. One deya is brought in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, a base ha'oitzer, a storehouse, is Mechuyev b'mezuzah. Now, a storehouse is not a place that you live in. It's a place that you store your chafetzim, A refes shel boka, the Gemara says, according to one lisha, this is the way the Shulchan Aruch passes, is also mechuyev mezuzah. You don't live there. Your belongings are housed there. So lechayre, every beis hakneses, even if you tell me that the people who enter the shul are not there most of the day, but the chafetzim, the tables and the chairs and the svarim are all being stored in the shul 24 hours a day. So why is every shul not mechuyev in a mezuzah? Because it's a beis ha'aitzah. So lechayre, the teretz is a poshta teretz. I saw in the Halicha Shlomo, Rav Shlomo Zalman Neubach, Zichrono Livracha, in his Sefer on Tefillah, he's quoted as saying, it's poshut that a Beis HaKnesses is not a Beis HaOitzah. A Beis HaOitzah is a bias that was designed and built to be a Beis HaOitzah. That's its function. I have animals, or I have belongings that I need to store somewhere. So the Beis HaOitzah is the purpose-built structure for storing these items. A shul is not a binyan that was built in order to house tables, or svarim, or all the other belongings. It's a shul which needs to be davened in. It happens to be that davening requires certain tashmishei kedusha, shulchanos, kisois, svarim, sefer Torah, whatever it might be. But that's not the purpose of the building. This bias is a bias for davening. And the davening shaboy can never be mechayev mezuzah. And the chayra, one can bring a very simple raya to this yisayid of Reb Shlomo Zalman. There is a world famous kasha of Reb Kiva Iger. Reb Kiva Iger asks in a tshuva that we know, the Gemara tells us, you're only mechuyev the mezuzah if you live in your bayis. A mezuzah is called a chayvas hador, of the one dwelling in the bayis. And if there is no dor, there's no chayvas mezuzah. Frek Reb Kiva Iger, gewaldiger kasha. If that's the case, then every time you leave your home, it turns out that there's, for those moments that you are not occupying your home, it was potter from mezuzah, because there was no dor. If you left members of the mishpacha there, mameila. But imagine your whole mishpacha went away for a Shabbos, or for that matter, you went to davening for an hour. Who is the dor in the home now? Nobody. You're not in the home, you're in the shul. So when you come back home, L'chayra, you have a brand new chiyav mezuzah. Frek Rebbe Kiveiga, so why should you not be mechuyav upon your re-entry to make a new bracha? Because the old chiyav of mezuzah that was there this morning when I was occupying the home ended l'chayra when I left the home. There's no dar. Azay Frek Rebbe Kiveiga, I can see the looks on people's faces. Everybody has many tirutzim to Rebbe Kiveiga's kasha. But l'chayra, Rebbe Kiveiga also thought of them. And one of the tirutzim that in theory one could suggest, on the zet from Rikvega's kasha nishta zayda, one second. Even when I leave my home, it's true I'm not living there, but I left my couch behind. I left my chairs. I left my svarim. So the bias was still mechuyev b'mezuzah because it's a beis ha'aitzah. It's masoret Rikvega. What's Rikvega asking, saying that the minute you left your house, you're no longer living in the home? I'm not living there. My chair's still living there. So surely the home is now a beis ha'aitzah, in which case the chiv of mezuzah continued uninterrupted. So why should I have to make a new bracha when I come back? The answer is, Rebbe Kiveiga clearly understood that no, your bayis is not a beis ha'aitzah. Nobody brought a table and bought some chairs and thought to themselves, where would be a good place to store my couch? Where would be a good place to store the bed? Ah, you know what? My dining room. It went the other way around. Because I have a dining room where I live, the dining room requires certain articles, chair, a table. But the yield, the matara of this bias is not as a storehouse for my chairs and tables. That's part and parcel of my living in this house. And as much as I'm not living there, that was Rebbe Kiveiga's kasha. There's no dar. There's no dar. There's no chedas mezuzah. I'll call upon him, you see from Rebbe Kiveiga l'chayra, as a davar poshut, that the fact that your home happens to be storing items doesn't transform it into a beis ha'aitzah. If it's a bias, it's a bias. In the Mela we understand that a beis ha'knesses also, in as much that it's potter for the reasons we discussed, it's not suddenly going to be mechuyev because it happens to be storing tables. Nobody designed the shul in order to be a storehouse for tables. So a beis ha'knesses, a mafurash a gemara, halacha p'suken shulchan aruch, is potter from a mezuzah. What about a Beis HaMedrash? A Beis HaMedrash, which is a place which is not just miyuad for davening, it's also for learning. There are Talmidim who are there, Meshoyes Hayoyim. A Beis HaMedrash is an enormous machlokes rishayim, based on various Gemaras, a Gemara in Menachos, a Gemara in Brachos, a Gemara in Yerushalmi. The Beis Yosef in Reish Pei Vav says that most rishayim actually hold that a Beis HaMedrash, just like a Beis HaKnesses, is potter from mezuzah. But, says the Beis Yosef, we cannot, however, ignore that there are opinions, and it does seem to be the mashmos of the Yerushalmi, that a Beis HaMedrash is mechuyev in mezuzah. And we cannot ignore those opinions. Why can't we ignore those opinions? We have an overwhelming consensus of the Rif and the Rambam and Tosfos, and most Rishonim who say it's potter. We'll soon see. Chiddush of the Beis Yosef. But that's what the Beis Yosef says, that it certainly is a machlokes rishonim. And if you look in Shulchan Aruch, Reish Pei Vav, Siv Yud, Beis HaMedrash, Potter Mimezuzah. That's how the Shulchan Aruch is saying. But then he says, the Yesh Oimrim, Shebeis HaMedrash, Chayv B'mezuzah. Beis HaKnesses, there are no two opinions, because there are no two opinions. The Beis HaMedrash, the Shulchan Aruch, brings two opinions. And he concludes and he says, the nochain lochush ledivrehem. The correct approach would be to be chayshish for the shitta of the machmirim. He does, however, conclude, aber lo yivorech aleha for obvious reasons. One cannot make a bracha if it's a sofik. Sofik brachis lahakim. So the question asked by the Mefarshim, the Nosek Kalim, is why should there be any difference between a Beis HaMedrash and a Beis HaKnesses? Now, according to the opinions who say that a Beis HaMedrash is potter, then the question is a non-starter. There is no difference. But the Shulchan Aruch clearly tells us that there are opinions who say that unlike a Beis HaKnesses, a Beis HaMedrash is mechuyev b'mezuzah. What would be the difference? So the Lashon of the Shach in Sifkot and Yutes is, do you know why they're different? Kiven shahatalmidim yoishvim boi mehaboike va'ad erev. Because the Talmidim, unlike a shul where there are only mispalim come in and they leave promptly straight after davening, but in a Beis HaMedrash where there are Talmidim, his loshen is mehaboike va'ad erev. Therefore, says the Shach, doime ledira. That already could be considered tantamount to a dira, maybe a mechuyev b'mezuzah. There is a machlokes exactly how to understand the words of the Shach. What does the Shach mean when he says mehaboike v'ad ha'erev? Ad is ad v'ad bichlal. Someone will make a machlokes, Taz and Shach, that the Shach seems to hold that even if you're there all hours of the day, but not night, that's enough possibly to be machayev b'mezuzah. They want to bring a raya from a Taz. Not like that. It's very, very negeh aloch alamais. If anybody, for example, has an office which is essentially used by yoyim, and not balayla, according to most poskim, at best will be mechuyev b'mezuzah b'loy bracha. Because it seems to be, in order to mechuyev b'mezuzah, you have to be occupying this place, or usable place, for yoyim and layla. But I'll call upon him, according to the Shach says, no, it suffices, the fact that Talmidim are there, roiv hours of the day, unlike a Beis HaKnesses, that would be mechuyev b'mezuzah, because it already has dira-like qualities. Now, back to our shayla. We're discussing, is there a mechiyev to put a mezuzah on the kitchen in the shul? Now, our shul is a Beis HaMedrash. Obviously, the kitchen cannot be more mechiyev than the Beis HaMedrash itself. So if the Beis HaMedrash itself is mechiyev b'mezuzah, at best, misofik, ubeloi bracha, then certainly the kitchen, which is attached to the shul, we hope, is not more occupied than the shul itself, is also shoyos hayoyim. The mele, even al hatzad, even if we arrive at the conclusion that the kitchen is mechuyev b'mezuzah, but certainly it'll be b'loy bracha. For the same reason. Again, but the kitchen was never designed to be a storehouse. Nobody brought coffees and jars and things. Oh, kitchen would be a perfect place to store them. Forget, a kitchen is a mokim that has a certain tashmish. In order to serve the purposes of the requirements of the kitchen, you have to place various items there, but its yield is not for storing. So at best, even if, there's going to be a chiyuv mezuzah in this kitchen, but certainly it's going to be beloi brocha, because it's a machlokes rishonim at best. But to complicate matters, the next thing we had to do was we had to measure this kitchen. Now, we know, the Gemara tells us, a room, a bayis, is only mechuyev mezuzah if it has the requirements, the measurements of dalad al dalad. 4x4, 16 square amas. A very big machlokes, Rishonim, Rosh and Rambam. What happens if it's kedela rabeya? It's not 4x4, it's 8x2. Or 10x3. It has 16 square amas, but it doesn't have 4 on both sides. Again, a machlokes Rishonim. But our kitchen, however you measure, whether you measure according to the shiurim of Reb Chaim Noam, which it turns out you needed just over 5.3 square meters, according to the Chazan, 3.69, excuse me, the Chazan is just over 5. This kitchen was a small kitchen, and l'chol hadeyos, it was less than dalad al dalad. It didn't have dalad in any direction. So l'chayra, if there is a basic prerequisite in order to be mechuyev b'mezuzah, you have to have dalad al dalad. This was less than dalad al dalad. Let's, for argument purpose, to say it was 3x3 amos. What is the shayla? The shayla is because there's a gevaldige chiddush of the Chamudei Daniel. The Pischei Tshuva in Reish Pei Vav quotes the Chamudei Daniel, one of the Gedolei Achreinim, who says the following chiddush. Why is it that we require dalad al dalad bichlal? Says the Gemara in Sukkah, because if it's not dalad al dalad, that cannot be considered a bias. And after all, the chiyuv mezuzah is on a bias. A bias is a place that you live. And in order to live, you need a mokim of dalad al dalad, minimum. Less than dalad al dalad cannot be considered a place which is ro'u for dir. Zog the Chamudei Daniel, the gevaldige chiddush. Says the Chamudei Daniel, that's true for a place where you are living. But those diros, or those batim, or those hadarim that are mechuyev b'mezuzah, despite the fact that you're not living. For example, a beis ha'oitzah. A beis ha'oitzah, we said before, is mechuyev b'mezuzah. You know, you don't live there. There, says the Chamudei Daniel, the requirement to have dalad al dalad can't exist. Because dalad al dalad is only significant if a human being needs to live there, you need dalad al dalad. If you're placing your refes boka, or your tzoyim, or your kelim, or your boxes are stored up in a beis ha'oitzah, in a machsan, in a storehouse, even if it would be less than dalad al dalad, that would suffice. A base shar, for example, is mechuyev b'mezuzah. A base shar is, as it were, for example, a security hut, where your security man sits there, but he's not living in there essentially. He doesn't need to roam about and do all of the tashmishim that one will do in the house. Says the Chamudei Daniel, even if it's less than dalad al dalad, you mechuyev b'mezuzah. Because the fact that it's less than dalad al dalad, unlike a bayis, doesn't detract from its chashivus. That's all I need for the purposes of this particular structure. And according to the Chamudei Daniel, it will be mechuyev b'bracha as well. The Chamudei Daniel, we don't have time now, the Arai is Lakan or Lakan from the Gedolei HaPoskim, this seems to be Mufurish HaRashash, who says the same. The Chaya Odom and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch seem to argue. It's a gevaldige machlokes. I did see in the Tshuva of the Cheshev Eifoid, and I've done inquiries, this seems to be when the Minhag, the Cheshev Eifoid says that the Minhag is like the Chamudei Daniel, that one would put a mezuzah in these areas, even if there's no dalad al dalad, however, beloy bracha. Because there definitely are cholkim, but that does seem to be the minhag, a mezuzah, yes, bracha, not. Comes along Rabbi Kiva Eiger. Now Rabbi Kiva Eiger says a chiddush. This is printed on the Shulchan Aruch. And the Havana in this Rabbi Kiva Eiger has been the source of much debate over the Deiros. It's not clear what Rabbi Kiva Eiger means. Rabbi Kiva Eiger says the following, and I read you out his words, because maybe we'll learn this together. The Shulchan Aruch says, Pochis mi dalad al dalad potter. That says a general rule. Zot Rabbi Kiva Eiger, Hainu mitzad atzmusoi potter nemezuzah. A room, a bayis, which is less than dalad al dalad, in its own right, can never require a mezuzah. Medina de Gemara. Aval b'cheder shelefnim mi'cheder. You have one room backing onto another room. In brackets, he writes, Shekoirin Kamarchi. Upon inquiry, Kamarchi is some sort of chamber. Not clear what its usage was, but it was a small room. That's clear. Sheyoitzim Micheda Hagodil. One exits the larger room. Lecheder Hakamarchi. Now this Kamarchi was less than Dalad al Dalad. But it wasn't freestanding in its own right, because then it would have been Potter and Mezuzah. Says Rabbi Kivega, this Kamarchi was attached to a Cheder Godoil. Zob Rabbi Kivega, HaPesach Ahu, Chayev B'Mezuzah. That's the easy bit. Now comes the tricky bit. Zob Rabbi Kivega, why? Mitzad HaGodoil. What does that mean, Mitzad HaGodoil? Mitzad, the small room, how can that possibly be Chayev B'Mezuzah? It's less than Dalad al Dalad. But the fact that it backs onto a cheder godoil is what triggers the chiyuv. And then he adds, sheyotzin mimenu, one leaves the cheder godoil, derech pesach zu, lecheder koten. Now these last words are the tricky bit. V'yehe nidoin cheder koten. This cheder koten will therefore be considered ka'avir, open air. What does that mean, open air? Meaning, it's not really a choshev cheder. It's less than dalad al dalad. The mikol mokoim chayev, but one would nonetheless be chayev a mezuzah, ki'ilu yotzo mi pesach zu l'shuk. As if one was leaving from this pesach to the shuk. Kei nir lefin yezdaiti be'ezas Hashem yezborach. Ad kam shein. The simple reading of Rabbi Kiyaga sounds like this little room, this kamarchi, is ka'avir. What does that mean? It's ka'avir. It has no chashivas. It doesn't satisfy the requirements of dalad al dalad. But you would nonetheless be mukhiyev to put a mezuzah there as if you were going to the shuk. It's a pelotz. Moshe Feinstein, Zechreim of Rochin in a tshuva, quotes this Rabbi Kiva Eger, and he understood that's what Rabbi Kiva Eger means, that you would put a mezuzah from the cheder gadol into the cheder katan. Says Moshe Feinstein, how can that be? That makes no sense. The dinner of Rabbi Kiva Eger, he quotes Rabbi Kiva Eger, who tomua. What's mechayev a mezuzah? Not a yitzia. A knisa. Da tomua, the poshut sheknisa mechayev, below yitzia. Many poskim, by the way, hold, if you have an emergency exit door whose purpose is only to leave the building and it's not used to enter the building, potter from mezuzah. In other words, the whole requirement of yamin hanichnas is not just where you put the mezuzah. That's the mechayev of the mezuzah. If there is no yamin hanichnas, this emergency exit door is never used for any nichnas, only for yetze, your potter. Says Rav Moshe, I don't understand what Kivega means. Olachem kiven shehu la'avir, as Rav Kivega himself told us that this room is considered la'avir. So when you're leaving the cheder gadol, entering the cheder katan, where are you entering? Avir. It's hakim mechayev mezuzah. Zot Ramesha, kiven she'i efshel liyos knisa, ele yitzia, ein shayach l'chayv. He says, tzorachin ulamaisa ein l'chayvli. No, there's no chiv mezuzah whatsoever. Many achrinim, the Chazanish Bereshom, Abdu bin Chaim l'chayim, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, in his Sefer on mezuzah, say that's not what Reb Kivega means at all. And l'chayra, it's difficult to perhaps squeeze this into the words of Reb Kivega, but they say, the Chazanish says a chiddush. The Chazanish said what Rabbi Kivega really means to say is that the mezuzah is put in the reverse direction from the cheder katan back into the cheder gadol. Now, it's a deichet l'chayra in the words when Rabbi Kivega spoke about going into the shuk, but that's how the Chazanish understood Rabbi Kivega. Rabbi Kivega avada didn't mean, like Rabbi Moshe understood, that you put the mezuzah going into the cheder katan, into avir. What's the mechayev of the mezuzah? Zog the Chazanish, no. Rabbi Kivega means that when you have a cheder katan backing onto a cheder gadol, one puts the mezuzah on the yamin hanichnas into the cheder gadol. And the way that the achrinim amazbir, perhaps different nuschois, but one nuschah is as follows, and maybe they say this is what Rabbi Kivega means. In as much that this deles is getting you into a cheder katan, which like Rabbi Kivega says, is avir, is a nothing, it cannot be that a door The door's purpose is to transport you into nothing. It can't be that the function of the deles is to bring you into a mokrim of nothing. A deles, therefore, has to be, by definition, a place that brings you into a mokrim of chashivus. Therefore, when trying to work out what is the matara of this door, even though we would all say, you enter the large room, and then you step through the door, or doorway, into the smaller room. No, says the Chazon Ish, that's not the function of the door. The function of the door is, in fact, to get you from the small room, which is this avir, into the cheder gadol, which is a tremendous chiddush. Let me buy it in the lashon of Rabbi Kiveiga, the mitzvah hasvara. If you enter the large room, and the only way to enter the small room is going through the large room, then it's a tremendous chiddush to say that the function of this door is to get you out of the small room back into the large room, when in fact the reverse is true. I cannot enter the small room without prior going to the big room. Aber azoi steht in the Chazon Ish. If that's the Havana, by the way, we understand a very important halacha. The Gemara tells us, and we all know this, a Beis HaKisei is potter from mezuzah. It's not a dira shel kavod. In fact, the Chazon Ish, one second. According to Rabbi Kiveiga, why don't we say, yes, you're not mechuyev to put a mezuzah as you enter the Beis HaKisei. But let's reverse the ground. Maybe the mezuzah should have to be placed on the Min HaNichnas as you leave the Beis HaKisei out into your home. Say the Achrayin in the Shevet HaLevi, reads the Seis in the Shuvah. He says, no! Rabbi Kiveiga is only talking about when you're talking about a large room into a mokrim of avir, a place devoid of chashivos. So then we say we have to now transform the function of this door. A Beis HaKisei, nobody ever said that it's potter from mezuzah because it has no chashivos. It's a very chashiv cheder. It might well have dalad al dalad. The reason why you're potter is because of a technicality, that it's not a dira shel kovet. There, kula al mamoida. Now what's the function of this door? To bring you into the Beis HaKisei. Nobody in the world will tell me there that the function of the door is to take you out of the Beis HaKisei into your home. So avada there, your potter from mezuzah.
Under the stairs.
Oh, so many of you shaylas, that's why I really wanted to discuss the shayla today, because in almost every home, one can crop upon these shaylas. Whenever you have a cheder which is less than dalad al dalad, but invariably it backs onto the dining room, your kitchen, your bedroom, whatever it is, therefore we've arrived at this Rabbi Kiva Eger. And there is a whole discussion, we're running out of time. Does the Chamudei Daniel disagree with this? The Chamudei Daniel told us that a small place, albeit less than dalad al dalad, might well be mechuyev b'mezuzah. So why is Rabbi Kiveiga saying, oh, this kamarchi is avir, it's a garnished, and the Chazon Ish needs to tell me, therefore the whole door must be its purpose to get you from the nothing into the something. According to the Chamudei Daniel, what do you mean it's a nothing? A kamarchi. Whatever this kamarchi was used for, the chayre was a shimush that only required 3x3. So the chayre, you would be mechuyev, according to the Chamudei Daniel, to put a mezuzah going into the small room. Not like the Chazon Ish told us, pshat in Rabbi Kiveiga, a mezuzah going out of the small room. That is a big discussion, perhaps for another time. Is there a machlekes between Rabbi Kiveiga and the Chamudei Daniel, or there's no machlekes? Again, a lot of discussion about it. How do we paskin, by the way? Also, as we mentioned before, with regard to the Chamudei Daniel, room freestanding, less than dalad al dalad, which has a choshev a shimush, the minhag seems to be that one does put a mezuzah there below bracha. In our particular case, we have the kitchen, which is less than dalad al dalad, backing on to the Beis HaMedrash, according to Ramesh, your potter from mezuzah. The function of this door is to get you into the kitchen, and the kitchen is avir, so your potter. Other Achrayim said, no, you would be mechuyev. But in which direction? Big machlokes. According to the Chamudei Daniel, maybe going into the kitchen. The way the Achrayim understood Rabbi Kiveiga, out of the kitchen, back into the Beis HaMedrash. But just to add further complication, in our particular story, the kitchen had no door. And Shittas HaRambam is that a doorway that has no door is potter mimezuzah. Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass in that way. But the Shach quotes the Rambam and says one has to be choshesh for the Rambam. Somebody once came to Reb Chaim Brisker and asked him, he said, your home is mamash Rosh HaSaravim. Chaim Brisker's home, there were Orchim, there were Aniyim, there were Nitzrochim, in, out, people were sleeping on the floor, and then on the stairs, it was mamash Rosh HaSaravim, free for all. So he asked Reb Chaim, if everybody has free access to your home, why do you ever bother putting a door there? What's the point of having a door? Everyone comes in and out, as they will. So Reb Chaim Brisker said, be'etzim, you're right, I want to be choshish for Shittas HaRambam. If it wouldn't be a door, it would perhaps not be mechuyev in a mezuzah bichlal. So al kol ponim, in our story, a kitchen less than dalad al dalad, with no door, in a beis hamedrash. So when initially I was asked this shaila, I thought, we have a svek sveka. It could be a beis hamedrash is bichlal not mechuyev in mezuzah. And as we mentioned before, the beis yisrael says, rov yishayim hold that way. The Rambam holds that with no deles, there's also no mechuyev, no chiyev mezuzah. And because it's pochis, midalad al dalad, we've arrived at this whole machlekes, Moshe Nachamud Daniel, Rabbi Kiveiga, a gebaldige machlekes. So l'chori we have a sfeka that would point us in the direction that there's no chiyev mezuzah in this kitchen. The Mishnah says, asei l'chorav, so I made a phone call to my Rebbe, Agoyin of Shlomo Zalman Ullman, from Bnei Brak, the Rebbe of Kiryat Sefer, and he said, "Mizolegin amazuzah, avada without a bracha, and if dovas teredin, each sofik in its own right would tell us without a bracha." So I said, "Abichavasfek sveka. It's a beis hamedrash, a kitchen of less than dalad al dalad, and there's no deres. Mizolegin amazuzah. In mezuzah, he said to me, mizuch nisht kulus. Ad kam shein." In mezuzah mizuch nisht kulus. I was looking at the Shulchan Aruch and the Tor Beis Yosef, and I saw a very interesting thing in the Beis Yosef on the very sif that we've been learning. As we mentioned before, a Beis HaMedrash, huge machlokes rishon.
On which side?
Oh, so he said himself, and this is a discussion I've had with him on further, on other occasions, that we passed in the Ikkar like the Chamudi Daniel, and it should be the Yamin HaNichnas going into the kitchen, as long as that's a mokim of chashivas. If somebody has what we call in Eretz Yisrael a merpeset sheirut, which is just a washing machine, it's not a mokim of chashivas, then he told me one would put a mezuzah on the Yamin HaNichnas going back into the home. There is a big discussion. I once got my head bitten off for telling a rov that I heard the minig is azoy, the shtar is azoy, the shtar is azoy, chas v'shalom, he told me. It seems to be unclear, but many have told me that the minig is essentially like the Chamudei Daniel. Yamin hanichnas, he told me, into the kitchen, unless it's a mokim devoid of chashivas. We mentioned before that most Rishonim hold that the Beis HaMedrash is potter from mezuzah. So why did the Shulchan Aruch deem it necessary to say, but nonetheless, one should be choshev she'episod diuk in Yerushalmi? Beis Yosef says a very strange thing. Ule'inyan halacha, how do we pass it out of Beis HaMedrash? Afal pisha harambam v'hatoisvas v'harosh. They all say you're potter. So he says, but there is a story with the Maharam. There's a diuk in Yerushalmi, and he quotes a posuk in Keheles. Perek Zayin, ki yore Elohim yetze eskulam. A Yerushalmayim should be Yetzei Yes Kulam. He concludes, V'kol shekein b'dobah she'ein b'yichisar and kis harabei. Certainly with something which doesn't involve a huge expenditure. Now, when you learn this Beis Yosef for the first time, it's very strange. You could close the whole Shulchan Aruch, and you could close the whole Torah then, and say, listen, whenever you have a machlokes rishonim, it's a pasuk in Keheles. Yorei Elohim Yetzei Yes Kulam. Chmin Shazar Boki in Beis Yosef, but I don't recall seeing as our Lashon and the Beis Yosef in other halachas. You have machlokes rishonim, it's an overwhelming majority that hold one way. No. Nonetheless, we're going to be choshish for the other side of the coin. Ki yeri Elohim yetzei es kulam. What does the Beis Yosef mean? When I saw the Beis Yosef, at least I understood, efshar, that's what my Rebbe meant, in mezuzah mezuch nisht kakulus. But the truth is, it could be, adrabah, if anybody has a different shat, the Gemara tells us, Ram Paskins is la halacha, that the Indian of mezuzah, besides Rish, above all, it's a mitzvah, kiyum, mitzvah de'iraisa, but it's a shmira for the bais. Chazal tell us, it's a mori de gazach, you have the melech being shema outside, his servants in the inside, it's an Indian of shmira. The Maril, G'dayli HaRishonim, said, many tzareis were ovru olav, and he checked his mezuzahs. We think now it's very fashionable to spread around stories. It's Medina de Gemara, perhaps, from the G'dayli HaRishonim. It's brought down there. The Maram came to the Beis HaMedrash. There was a ruach shemav osay, some sort of evil spirit that bewildered him. He says he put up mezuzahs and it disappeared. And it's an inin of shmira and a sakona, chamira sakanta miyusura. We don't play games. We don't play games. Mezuchnish kakulas in mezuzah. Only recently somebody told me there was somebody in Eretz Yisrael who had a terrible eating disorder. Terrible eating disorder. However much he'd eat, he never felt satisfied. It's a terrible machla, never. He was eating and eating, putting on weight. He was advised to go and speak to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Sheyarech Yomim B'Shon. And Reb Chaim told him, you should check your mezuzahs. So he checked his mezuzahs, and indeed, on the words, V'ochalta V'sovata, the Sefer had written, V'ochalta V'ochalta. So I have a friend in Ramat Beit Shemesh, a Tamil Chochel, I think an internationally known Sefer and Magia, has written many Svarim, Reb Ruben Mendelowitz. So I was once talking to him, it's a Sefer and Magia, and he tells me the following story, and with this we'll finish. Now, had I not heard it from him, the Bala Maisa Alein, it would be hard for me perhaps to believe it, but it just brings home this Nakuda, Hamira Sakanta Misura, Mizuza Mizuchnish Kakulos, it's a Shmira on the bias, it's a Shmira on the mensch. The Rambam spells out quite clearly the end of mezuzah, that every time you walk in and out of your house, you remember the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. It's your meeting, Kavah Yochel, with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Some explain, that's the Shmir. That's the Shmir. The fact that you have this constant reminder every time you go in and out of your house of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that's the Shmir. So my friend tells me, going to Reuben Mendelowitz, he says, listen to this. There was a younger man in Beit Shemesh who brought him, he's a magia, all his mezuzahs from his home, 10 mezuzahs. He says, please can you check my mezuzahs? Then he added, he said, and please, if I may request, could you pay special attention to wherever it says in the mezuzah any words to do with leiv? Sosam v'leiv pirish, seder. So he tells me, check the first mezuzah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Mezuzah is muhudoris. He got to mezuzah number 7. And all of a sudden he sees that on the word b'chol levovecho, or after us Hashem nekecho b'chol levovecho, the word leiv, the word levovecho was written in a very peculiar fashion. It was like split into two. Almost read leiv b'chol. Split into two. He carries on reading a mezuzah. Al levovecho, again, split into two. The word leiv. He carries on, b'chol levavchem, third time, same mezuzah, the word levavchem was split into two as if levav and chem. And he keeps on reading, and there was one more similar type of mistake on the word l'man yirbu yimeichem yimei b'neichem. On the word b'neichem, also split into two, kilu b'neichem. Checks mezuzah number 8, 9, 10, perfect, no problem at all. Younger man comes back, no, how are the mezuzahs? 9 out of 10, 100% fine. But mezuzah number 7, and he said, you told me to look out for the word leiv, and every time he says the word leiv, split into two, and b'neichem as well. He checked his list. All the mezuzahs were numbered, and he almost fainted. This mezuzah was the mezuzah of the bedroom of his 2-year-old son. And he told my friend Reb Reuven, he says, my son, just last week, had a regular virus. We didn't think it was a great cause for concern. We took him to our local pediatrician. We took him to the doctor. The doctor says, listen to his heart. He says, the virus is no problem, but I'm hearing very, very strange palpitations from the heart. He rushed him to Hadassah Ein Kerem. He got to the hospital there, immediately met one of the top cardiologists, and he said that your son, the two chambers of the heart, have been separated. Levav chem, levaveh cho, b'nei chem. And then he said, if you don't mind me saying, he said to this younger man, your doctor, your pediatrician, no, schwache doctor. Not very impressed. He said, what do you mean not very impressed? He's the one who detected this. If not, then I wouldn't be here. He said, no, no, no. He said, a condition like this doesn't just happen overnight. Your son has clearly had this condition from when he was born. How is it that his pediatrician never detected it until today? Went back to Ramat Beit Shemesh, another doctor personally, he said, sorry to tell you, but this cardiologist says, you're a shvach doctor. Why have you never heard this before? And he says, I guarantee you I've listened to your son's heart a number of times. And it's always sounded just fine. On this occasion, it was completely different. I could hear there were severe problems. And it turns out, this younger man tells my friend, that this room that had this mezuzah was until this point unoccupied. They never used this room of the deer. But they just had a baby, they were moving around the family, they took their two-year-old son, and they put him in this room. Levav chem, levav cho b'nei chem. And the doctor says, from that time, that's when he had this heart condition. Reuven recommended them, obviously, this is how you had switched the mezuzah. He bought himself a mezuzah mehuda. 6 months later, took him back to Hadassah in Keren. The cardiologist was shocked. The two chambers of the heart had reunited. No need for surgery, no matzav pekuach nefesh at all. We mustn't, chas v'shalom, lose sight. Above all, mezuzah is a mitzvah d'oraisa. That's why we're mekayim it. But we mustn't forget also that it's a shmir. And in our Shaila, even though there may well have been several stodim lahatir, it was a Beis HaMedrash, and it was pochus nidala dal dalad, and it didn't have a deles, mezorig and a mezuzah. Without a brocha, obviously, from mezuchnish kakulos in mezuzah. I'm going to go to the hospital.